The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
It's 11 trivia questions on college mascots for Patreon subscriber Greg Hines. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show, which is all about pop culture trivia. Today's episode is all about college mascots, something I am not familiar with at all, but my friend Greg, who listens to the show and subscribes over on Patreon, loves. Go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds if you want to see what all the hoopla is about in supporting a daily pop culture podcast. Comes out on video as of 2020. So you might be watching this show on YouTube, and you can subscribe to me on YouTube to never miss an episode. You can also subscribe on your device to never miss an episode on your podcast app. So go do those 2 things for me. That would be awesome of you. If you play live trivia with me and you want a bonus freebie answer, you can always find one on my website under all the events and the rounds for the week, triviawithbuds.com. But I also share a video with 5 random questions to kind of watch over, and then I go over the answers to those questions. It's about a minute and a half, and it comes out every Monday. So if you're looking for another freebie answer, make sure you always watch that video. If you don't play live trivia with me or you live on the other side of the world, but you want some more trivia in your life, you can also binge those videos in a minute and a half. There are 50, 60 of them because I do them every single week, and I think I started last January. So check those out, and they're all on my YouTube channel if you want to watch them. And I think there's a playlist that has all of those just in it. So they'll just keep playing one after the other, and you can learn 5 fun facts every time you watch an episode. So make sure you go and do that. If you're watching on YouTube, I also have this to hold up and show you. It is a trivia coaster. That's right. These were wood-burn coasters that my friend made in Covina, California. And these are prizes you can win at my bingo and trivia nights if you play with me locally out here. If you are from afar and you really want one of these, let me know, and I'll mail you one. That's right. I'll mail you a free coaster. All you have to do is send me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Say, I'd like a free coaster, please. They smell great. They smell like a nice cedar wood, okay? And the first 5 people that do that from watching this video or listening will get a free Trivia with Buds wood-burned logo coaster. So there you go. All right, we're going to jump into today's episode on college football mascots right about now. Here we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you the name of a mascot, and you just have to name the college based on that mascot name. We've got 11 of these for you, and we're going to jump into them right now. Here's question number 1. I have Otto the Orange. Number 1, Otto the Orange. What is the school that has that mascot, Otto the Orange? Number 1. Question number 2 is just Smokey. Number 2, Smokey. Question number 3, Cocky the Gamecock. That coincidentally is my license plate frame. Number 3, Cocky the Gamecock. I'm usually just talking about my skills at hosting trivia, but hey, it's also a college football mascot. Number 3, Cocky the Gamecock. Number four, Big Red. Big Red, number four. Number five, we have Ralphie the Buffalo. What college does that belong to? Ralphie the Buffalo. Number six, we have The Tree. Just two words, The Tree, number six. Number seven, we have Bevo the Bull. Number seven, Bevo the Bull. Number eight is Mike the Tiger. Mike the Tiger. Number nine is Handsome Dan. Handsome Dan. And number 10, we have Buster Bronco. Number 10, Buster Bronco. Your two-point bonus question, number 11 on your list, if you're playing along at home. What are the two names for Florida State University's mascot? What are the two names for Florida State University's mascot? We'll be right back in just a second with the 11 answers to those 11 questions on college football mascots for Greg Hines. And if you want more of these, this is the second time we've done this, so search Trivia with Buds College Football, and you'll find a whole nother episode to listen to. We are back with the answers to college football mascots, the second time we've done this, and this time it was for Greg Hines. Thank you, Greg, for the topic recommendation. If you want to be like Greg, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and join for $5 or more a month. You get to pick a topic we do on the show, and you guys come up with some amazing stuff and help run this show. So thank you for your ideas and recommendations. Here's number one. Otto the Orange was from Syracuse University. Number one, Syracuse University, Otto the Orange. Number two, we had Smokey from University of Tennessee. Number two, Smokey from the University of Tennessee. Number three, Cocky the Gamecock from University of South Carolina, U of SC. Number four, Big Red, not just a gum. That is the name of the mascot from Western Kentucky University, Western Kentucky. Number five, Ralphie the Buffalo, University of Colorado, University of Colorado. Number six, The Tree is Stanford University, The Tree. Number seven, Bevo the Bull is from the University of Texas. That makes sense with a bull, bull riders, etc. down there. Number eight, Mike the Tiger, Louisiana State University. Number nine, Handsome Dan is from Yale University. And number 10, Buster Bronco is from Boise State University. Number 11, what are the two names for Florida State University's mascot? You could have said Chief Osceola. Chief Osceola and Renegade. Those are the two names. Osceola, Chief Osceola, and Renegade. So there you go. Hopefully you learned something new about college football mascots. 11 questions just for you, Greg Hines, and anybody else listening who happens to like college football mascots. It's time for one more question in the form of the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. What Clash album was ranked the best album of the 80s by Rolling Stone magazine? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Maybe I'll send you one of these wood-burned coasters. That would be pretty cool. The answer to yesterday's question for frozen orange juice from Minute Maid was the 1940s. And your trivia team name of the day is Bad Mood Rings. Bad Mood Rings. Bad Mood and Mood Rings. Bad Mood Rings. Use that next time you play trivia. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for leaving reviews on iTunes. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Me. Cheers.